Thank you for the privilege of sharing with you the Word of God and the heart that He has formed in my understanding as He raised me up from a baby Christian.
谢谢你今天让我有机会和大家来分享神的话语。
他也是这样在我的心里面，当我从小就是一个生长在基督徒的家庭的一个人。
Let's begin with the Word of God from Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17.
让我们从神的话语开始，让我们打开我们自己带的圣经。我们今天要查考的话语是路加福音七章十一到十七节。路加福音七章十一到十七节。
Beginning with verse 11, soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain. His disciples went with him, accompanied by a large crowd.
过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。
As he approached the town gate, he saw a dead man being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her.
将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同这寡妇送殡。
When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said, Do not weep.
主看见那寡妇就怜悯她，对她说，不要哭。
Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. Young man, he said, I tell you, get up.
于是前进摁着杠抬的人就站住了。耶稣说，少年人，我吩咐你起来。
And the dead man sat up and began to speak. Then Jesus gave him back to his mother.
那死人就坐起，并且说话，耶稣便把他交给他母亲。
A sense of awe swept over all of them, and they glorified God. A great prophet has appeared to us, they said. God has visited his people.
众人都惊奇，归荣耀给神，说，有大先知在我们中间兴起来了。又说，神眷顾了他的百姓。
And the news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding region.
他这件事的风声就传遍了犹太和周围的地方。
We're always looking for God to help us and answer our prayers.
我们总是在寻求神对我们的帮助，希望神来应允我们的祷告。
We want a relationship with God that benefits us.
我们也希望和神有一个关系，并且这样的关系能够对我们有益处。
I mean, isn't that the same thing with parents who want to give their kids everything?
这也很像我们作为一个家长，我们很想把我们所有的一切给我们的孩子。
We want God to be personal to us and treat us in a special way.
我们也希望神和我们有一个个人的关系，并且他对我们有一个非常特别的对待。
But when we read the story, that completely is turned upside down.
但是如果我们读这段经文，我们就发现完全不是这样的。
Why doesn't this kind of stuff happen to us?
为什么这样的事会发生在我们的身上呢？
Don't we have a special relationship with Jesus?
我们难道没有和耶稣或者是和神有特别的关系吗？
Let's find out what Jesus is up to.
让我们来看一看耶稣做了什么。
Soon after Jesus went to a town called Nain, his disciples went with him and a company of a large crowd.
第十一节，过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这座城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。
Nain is a little town southeast of Nazareth where he grew up, and Jesus brought his disciples, but a large crowd followed them.
拿因是拿撒勒东南部的一个小镇，耶稣也是在那里成长的，并且他与耶稣同行的人很多。
And before this, he healed a person, so the crowds knew about that.
在这件事情发生之前，耶稣刚刚医治了一个人，所以跟随耶稣的这一大群人都知道耶稣行过神迹。
Maybe they wanted to see another miracle.
所以这些人可能想再看耶稣行一次神迹。
So when they came to Nain, Jesus ran into a funeral procession.
所以当耶稣他们来到拿因，他们预定了一个葬礼。
And that is how death is. Nobody expects death.
这就是死亡，没有人会对预期到自己会什么时候死。
But we run into it all the time.
但是我们的人生中会遇到它很多次。
It strikes the rich, the poor, and everybody in between.
死亡会来临，会无论你是富人还是穷人，或者是这两者之间，你都会遇到死亡。
In verse 12, it says, as he approached the town gate, he saw a dead man being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her.
第十二节，将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来，这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送殡。
So Jesus runs into a funeral, and he notices that there's only one woman, probably the mother, most likely the mother, and a man on a stretcher, and he realizes that she was a widow burying her son.
耶稣遇到这个出殡的一群人的时候，他发现只有一个女人在这里，而且看年龄的话，应该是一个母亲来送葬他的儿子，并且因为没有其他的亲人在场，所以耶稣认出他是一个寡妇。
Most likely, he notices that she's the only one wearing the mourning clothes, and there is nobody beside her, other family members.
也许他看到这个寡妇，只有寡妇她一个人穿着这个特殊的这种送葬的这种衣服，所以他知道就是说他没有其他的亲人。
So let us look at this sad situation.
让我们来看一看这个悲伤的情节。
The tragedy of this funeral is that a mother is burying her son.
这个葬礼的悲剧在于是一个妈妈来安葬她的儿子。
A mother should never be burying her son. It should be her son burying her.
一个母亲不应该去埋葬她的儿子，应该是她的儿子来埋葬她自己的母亲。
Parents should go first, not the kids.
一般来讲，应该是作为父母的先离开这个世界，而不是她的子女。
What makes this more tragic is she doesn't have any other children.
这个葬礼更加悲剧的是因为这个母亲她没有其他的孩子，她只有这一个儿子。
On top of that, they buried her husband and the son's father sometime before.
更加让人觉得是悲剧的一个情形是这个女人的丈夫，也就是这个儿子的父亲，在此之前就已经死去了。
In terms of the sad situation, she has no man to support her anymore.
这个悲剧更加进一步的是，在当时这个寡妇就没有任何一个男人可以来支持，来为她养生。
What will she do to survive?
她如何能够来维持生活呢？
It said a very large crowd was with her because they understood the pathetic situation that this woman found herself in, and so there's a lot of support.
这个寡妇的身后有一群人一起陪着她出殡，因为他们可能这一些人都知道这个寡妇所遇到的困境。
She must have been very well liked because so many people are here to support her.
她也许在邻舍之中有好的名声，并且被人喜欢，所以有很多人来支持她。
And in verse 13 it says, when the Lord saw her, he was moved with compassion too. He was very sympathetic with the situation that the widow was experiencing.
第十三节讲，主看见那寡妇就怜悯她，所以当主遇到这个寡妇的时候，主也动了慈恩。
The reality is, anytime we get close to a bad situation, our compassion and our heart sees more and is more drawn to kindness and wanting to do something positive for them.
事实是作为一个人，当我们亲身经历到这些悲剧的时候，那么我们的心就会有更容易，或者是有更多的这个同情心，并且愿意去为这个去减轻这样的悲剧来做一些事情。
Your compassion will increase when you see a poor person.
当我们遇到一个贫穷的人，我们的同情心就会增加。
If you've never seen one, then you have not experienced the heart draw of, I want to be able to help the person.
如果你一生中从来没有遇到那种非常贫困的人，那么你的心就很难被激发出一种说我要去帮助这样受苦的人。
I encourage you to go see people in prison, in soup kitchens, in inner cities, rec centers, wherever there are people less fortunate than you.
我鼓励大家去到监狱里，去到这种厨房，或者是到这个市中心这些贫穷的地方，或者是他们的这种活动中心，去到这些所有比你生活的境况要差的地方去来经历这些，让你的同情心会更加的增加。
If you're like Jesus, you won't even have to pray for more compassion because what you see will arouse in you greater compassion for the person.
你不必像耶稣一样，但是当你看到这些贫穷的时候，那么你的同情心就会从你的心里生出。
What would you say to a grieving widow who has lost her husband and her only son?
那么当你看到一个寡妇，她失去了她的丈夫，她也失去了她唯一的儿子，你会对她说些什么呢？
You certainly wouldn't say don't cry.
你当然不会说不要哭泣。
Jesus is very inappropriate.
耶稣说这句话其实是非常不合时宜的。
He went up to a funeral procession and spoke to the grieving widow and told her not to cry.
他来到一个葬礼，然后到一个他不认识的寡妇的面前，也就是死了儿子的这个寡妇面前，然后他对这个寡妇说：“你不要哭泣。”
I hope you've never done that.
我希望你们没有做这样的事情。
If you're tempted to do it,
如果你非常想这样做，那么请你。
And that wasn't the only thing. In verse 14, he says he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still.
这不仅仅是唯一的一件耶稣做的不合时宜的事情。他同时也来到这些送葬的人的面前，他一把他的手摁在那个棺材上面，抬棺的人就停止了。
There's another inappropriate thing that he did.
然后他还有另外一件不合时宜的事。
He goes to a funeral and touches the coffin of somebody he doesn't even know.
所以他来到这个葬礼，他甚至把手放在这个棺材上，因为他根本就不认识这个人，这也是非常不合时宜的。
Those people who came to support her probably wonder who is this guy and what is he doing.
也许这些参加葬礼的人就会在想说，这个人是谁呀？他到底在干些什么？
But it seems that he made an impression to the pallbearers, the people who were carrying the stretcher, that he was up to something, but they don't know. But maybe they were just curious. They actually stopped.
但是很神奇的是说，当耶稣这么做的时候，他让那些抬棺的人虽然不明白耶稣要做什么，也甚至可能不知道耶稣是谁，但是这些人预感到有一些事情将要发生，所以他们就停下了脚步。
There is a spirit with which Jesus walks around with that impacts even the people who are clueless as to who he is and what he's up to.
我想是因为耶稣因为圣灵和他一起来同工，即使这些人不认识他，也不知道他要做些什么，但是这些人仍然会受到圣灵的影响。
They cooperate with Jesus even though he didn't say anything. Just by touching the coffin, they're thinking and they respond properly. Oh, he wants to do something.
虽然他们不认识耶稣，但是当他们看见耶稣把手放在棺材上的时候，他们就会停下来，他们的反应是实际上是顺服了耶稣，并且他们会在想说耶稣到底要做些什么呢？
After they stop, this is the third inappropriate thing he does at a funeral.
当耶稣把这个抬棺的人停止下来之后，他又做了第三件不合时宜的事情。
He says to the dead man, I tell you, get up.
他对那个棺材里的死人说，少年人，我吩咐你起来。
Have you ever gone to a funeral, looked at a dead man and said, get up?
你们有没有参加过一个葬礼，然后看见那个葬礼对着那个葬礼的死人说起来。
They will carry you out.
他们会把你架出去。
Jesus is ridiculous.
所以这样看，耶稣真的是不可理喻。
So three things he did inappropriately. One, told a grieving widow to stop crying. Two, touched the coffin of somebody he doesn't even know. Third thing, he speaks to the dead man and tells him to get up.
所以耶稣接连做了三件不可思议或者不合时宜的事情。第一件事是他对一个悲伤的失去儿子的寡妇让他不要哭。第二件事情是说他去用手去触摸一个不认识人的棺材。第三件事情是说他让对着那个死人说起来。
We read the whole passage, but we should have stopped at verse 14.
我们刚刚读过这一段，但是我想我们可以要在第十四节的时候稍微停顿一下。
Because we have to reflect on what Jesus did.
所以我们必须要回想一下耶稣到底做了什么。
So he tells a grieving widow to stop crying, he touches a coffin, and he tells a dead man to stop, and we go, okay, Jesus, that's all ridiculous, okay? We don't know what you're doing.We need to understand what's going on here.
所以我们再回想一下，耶稣来到一个葬礼上，他告诉这个悲伤的寡妇说，你不要哭泣，同时他用手去触摸这个不认识人的一个棺木，还有他对这个死人说起来。所以我们作为一个旁观者或者当时在场的人，就会在想说，耶稣，你到底要干些什么呢？
We won't appreciate what happened until we reflect.And think about what Jesus was doing.
如果我们不去仔细的去回想，那么我们就没有办法去真的去了解或知道耶稣到底要做些什么。
Before somebody could object, hey, who are you?
直到就有人来制止，或者对耶稣说，你到底是谁呀？
What are you doing?
你到底要干些什么？
Why are you talking like this?
你为什么能这样说话？
Nobody had time to ask any questions.
没有人有时间来问这些问题。
Because when he said to the dead man, get up, the guy got up.
因为当耶稣去吩咐这个少年人起来的时候，这个死人就起来说话了。
Then they understood, oh, that's why he did what he did.
所以在场的人就会会惊呼，哦，原来是这样子，这是为什么耶稣做这一切的事情。
The reason why he told the widow to stop crying is because he's going to be raised from the dead.
他对那个悲伤的寡妇说不要哭泣，原因是因为他会将这个少年人从死里复活。
And the reason why he stopped the pallbearers was going to be because he was going to raise this guy from the dead.
他让这些抬棺木的人不要再往前走，是因为他要把这个少年人从死里复活。
And then he told him to...Get up because he was going to give him the capability and he was going to revive him so that he would be raised to life.
他对这个死人说起来，这是因为他要给这个死人能力，让他能够起来，让他能够有复活。
So all three things were now appropriate.
所以当他前面做的这三件看起来不合时宜的事情，其实都是非常合宜的。所以这一切都解释得通了。
If Jesus has the power to raise somebody from the dead, he has the power to tell somebody who is grieving about it, don't cry.
因为耶稣有使人复活的能力，所以他也有权利，或者是他可以跟那个伤心的人说，不要再哭泣了。
And he has the appropriate touch of the coffin so that they would stop, and then he tells the man to get up so that he would be raised from the dead.And then everybody understood exactly what Jesus was doing.
所以他可以让那个棺木不再往前走，他也可以让那个人对那个死人说，你起来，因为他能够有能力来做这一切。
The man got up and he started to speak.
所以这个人就坐起来，并且开始说话。
What did he say?
他到底说了些什么呢？
What am I doing here? Where am I? Hey, I'm at my own funeral.
他也许会坐起来说，我在哪儿啊？我怎么会在这里？哦，糟糕，我怎么会参加我自己的葬礼？
He is attending his own funeral.
所以他是一个发现他自己参加一个自己的葬礼。
When he starts to speak, Jesus gives him back to his mother.
当他复活以后，耶稣把他交给他的母亲。
All mothers.Understand this, so much better than the fathers.
所有的母亲对此可能比父亲更有深深的体会。
If any mom has ever lost a child and imagines getting the child back like this, it would be beyond comprehension.
所有失去过子女的母亲，如果她的孩子能够再以这样的方式再一次回到她的身边，我想
，How amazing is our God that He would have such compassion and love for this widow that He interrupts every and then it says Jesus gave him back to his mother.
所以任何一个母亲经历这样的事情都会 无以言表的、表示感恩、我想我们的神是这样的有怜悯有慈爱、他停止了葬礼的一切然后把他的孩子从死里复活并且交还给他的母亲
A sense of awe swept over all of themAnd glorified God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has visited his people.
所以当众人看到这些时候，他们就都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说神眷顾了他的百姓。
The reaction of the mother is not in here.
但是妈妈的这个反应并没有在这里面。
The reaction of the crowd is here.
众人的反应被记录在下面。
I think everybody understood how she responded.
所有人可能都会理解妈妈的反应是什么样子。
It wasn't necessary for us to explain that she was in tears and joy all at the same time.
我想大家所有人都可以理解，然后妈妈可能会喜极生气。
It wasn't necessary that she hugged and kissed Jesus.
也许她会去拥抱，去亲吻耶稣。
None of that is in here.
所有这一切都没有被记录在圣经之中。
It is understandable that that's what happened.
因为所有人都可以理解，那很有可能是发生的。
Let's ask any mother who lost a child and said, "Hey, if Jesus raised him from the dead, what would you do with Jesus?"
我想所有的母亲如果失去了子女，并且耶稣把他的子女复活并且还给他，他的反应到底是不是这个样子
？It would be easy to tell.
我想这是很容易就了解的事情。
It is the crowd that is being described here.
是众人的反应被记录在这里。
Everybody thought this was fantastic.
所有人都觉得这是不可思议的事情。
And they praised God.
并且他们归荣耀给神。
And they interpreted the situation.
他们是这样来理解这件事情的。
God is here to.Minister and to give us His glory.
神在这里做工，并且把他的荣耀显现出来。
An amazing reality is being experienced by two crowds.
并且这样的神迹是有两群人在一起做经历这样的奇迹。
The crowd that came and the crowd that was here.
一群人是在城里，一群人是从城外来。加入的
and they were all blown away.
所以他们都无以言表的来被惊讶到了。
But this is also very disappointing.
但同时这又让人觉得有点失望。
Why doesn't this kind of stuff happen now?
我们会问说为什么这样的事情今天现在不发生呢？
Why is the Lord withholding this kind of amazement from humanity?
为什么神在现在在我们的人在我们人之间在我们这个在我们之间，他暂时的减少了这样的神迹呢
？Can't He not raise more people from the dead?
难道他不能够让更多的死人从死里复活吗
？Shouldn't He demonstrate who He is, how amazing He is?More,
他难道不能不应该或者不能够来做这样的神迹来证明自己吗
？No.
步。
What's he after?
这件事情之后是什么呢？
What does he want?
神到底要什么呢？
He wants those people who have experienced God to share that with everybody else.
他希望所有经历神迹的人能够把这样的信息传递给其他人。
In verse 17 it says, and the news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding region.
在圣经里第十七节他讲说他这事的风声就传遍了犹太和周围的地方。
The people who witnessed what Jesus did shared it with everybody.
所有目睹了这个神耶稣行神迹的人他们把这样的神迹奇事传给周边的所有的人。
We are God'smicrophone or megaphone to share the reality of the resurrection with everybody.
我们作为一个信徒，当我们应该是作为神的话筒，把神的复活的能力向所有的人来传扬。
Were both crowds all believers?
这两个跟随耶稣的和这种出殡的两群人，他们都是信徒吗？
No, they just witnessed what Jesus did.
我想不是，但是他们都是耶稣行神迹的见证人。
And they told everybody.
他也向其他人去所有的其他人身边的人去传讲这个神迹。
They weren't even believers and they told everybody about this.
即使他们不是一个信徒，他们也向身边的人去讲这些事情，这件神迹。
How much more are we responsible as believers to share with everybody about Jesus' power of resurrection?
那么我们作为基督徒我们是不是有更大的责任去把耶稣能够从死里复活的能力向我们身边的人去传扬
How excited are you about the reality that you are going to rise from the dead when you die?
你对你在今生你的肉身死亡之后能够从死里复活你到底有多么的兴奋
If you know you're going to be raised from the dead because you have a relationship with Jesus, and you don't share that with people, it's like a bomb that needs to be exploded, and it's just stranded in the inside.
如果你知道你自己会死里复活，但是你却不把这样的福音传给你身边的人，那么你就像一个拿着一个即将爆炸的一个炸弹在自己的心里一样。
The more you hold it in, the less it's going to be potent.
你把这个福音放在自己身里不往外传，那么你后放在自己这个里面的时间越长，那么你这个就越难被分享出去。
The Lord is not going to cause an explosion.
神并不会让这个福音这个信息在你身里爆炸。
But he wants to move you to tell people that Jesus is capable of raising people from the dead and they can experience the resurrection too.
但是神我想他会希望能够从背后能够来感动你能够来推动你让你把这个福音传出去让那些不信福音的人也能够相信神有死里复活的大能。
Jesus takes a funeral and converts it into a worship service.
耶稣把一个葬礼变成一个庆祝。
What he did was he identified himself to the public and he isAutomatically telling us. Because he didn't say, go and tell everybody what I just did. They didn't have to. Does Jesus have to tell us to go and share the good news with people?
耶稣通过做这件神迹来表明自己的身份，同时耶稣不需要对这些见证了神迹的人来说，哦，你们出去传这个神迹，他根本就不需要这样说。
It's just like the man who was forgiven of so much, the king did not have to tell him to go forgive other people because it should have been automatic.
这就像圣经里所讲的，就是说当一个人欠了国王很多债的人，当国王赦免他的债的时候，国王不需要吩咐他，他就会对其他人说，看到这个国王赦免了我。
If you are not overflowing with the passion to share about Jesus' resurrection, please ask Jesus where you are in your relationship with him.
如果你不能够情不自禁地愿意把你所相信的福音传给你身边的人，那么你需要去跟耶稣好好的祷告，去问一问，去想一想说你和耶稣的关系到底是怎么样的。
Maybe it's just not good news for you.
也许这个并不是对你来说并不是一个福音。
I hope that's not the case.
我希望你不是在这样的境况之中。
I hope Jesus isn't just a religion.
我希望耶稣对你来说不仅仅是一个宗教。
I hope you're walking with him.
我希望你与耶稣同行。
And when you walk with him, you want to be like him. You value what he values, and then you'll see people who are needy, who need the word of God and the gospel of God.
我希望当我们与耶稣同行的时候，我们能够越来越希望像耶稣，并且我们能够愿意去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
Seek God's.Grace.
去寻找神的恩典。
It's strange for me to say that because grace is unmerited favor.
也许我这么说是比较有点怪，因为所谓的恩典并不是鉴于我们做得好。
How can we seek something we don't deserve?
我们如何去寻找一些我们不配的一些东西？
We don't seek grace because we deserve it.
我们并不是因为我们好，所以我们来去寻求神的恩典。
We seek it because it's available to us.
我们去寻找神的恩典，是因为神把他的恩典摆在我们面前，让我们能够得到他。
What bratty child, disobedient child, whatever child goes to the parents and say, "Can I have this?" because he deserves it.
无论你是一个好的小孩子或者是不好的小孩子，你来到你的父母面前，你可以要一些东西，你说我值得被奖励。
He goes and asks because he knows that his parents have generous hearts.
一个孩子到父母面前去要一些东西的时候，是因为他知道他的父母会给他这些东西。
So when we mess up and when we sin and when we do things that are displeasing to the Lord, we go to the Lord for grace.
当我们有的时候会做一些事情，我们也许会生活有一些乱七八糟，我们甚至会犯罪，但是我们知道我们可以来到神的面前，我们去可以要向他来求恩典。
What did Jesus do? Or how was it that Jesus was motivated to do this for the widow?
那么耶稣来帮助这个寡妇，他的这个目的是什么呢？
What we don't see in this encounter is the widow asking for anything.
我们在这段经文里，我们看到寡妇并没有向耶稣求任何事情。
We don't hear the crowd asking for anything.
我们也没有看到周围的人向耶稣求任何事情。
We don't hear the disciples asking for anything.
我们也没有听到门徒向耶稣去求什么事情。
And the dead man can't ask for anything.
当然，那个死的少年也不能够向耶稣求什么。
All credit for this resurrection goes to Jesus.
所有这件复活的这件事情都是因为耶稣。
He was motivated. He's the one who initiated. He's the one who raised the man from the dead.
他是那个动了慈心的人，他也是开始这件事情的人，他也是能够完成这件事情的人。
That is grace.
这是恩典。
Now, because we have grace, it is our responsibility to give it away.
现在我们拥有了神给我们的恩典，所以我们也有责任去把神的恩典传给其他人。
So since we've received grace,Our responsibility and our joy is to take that grace and share it with others.
因为我们接受了神的恩典，所以 我们既有责任，也是对我们来说是一件非常喜乐的事情，是我们要把神的恩典分享给我们周边的人。
There is no excuse for us to not dispense grace when we've received it.
当我们接受了神的恩典的时候，我们不能够把它扣留起来。
Look at the excuses that Jesus could have made.
我们也没有任何借口来这样做。
I don't know her.
耶稣也许有借口说，我并不认识这个寡妇。
She didn't know me.
她也不认识我。
She didn't ask for help.
她也没有问我向我来求助。
Faith wasn't even involved.
她甚至也许没有信心。
Jesus just showed her grace.
但是耶稣仍然向她彰显了神的恩典。
Your neighbor, I don't know him, I don't know her.
你的邻居，你可以说我不认识他。
She doesn't know me. She didn't ask me anything.
她也不认识我，她也没有向我来求助。
My neighbor didn't help or ask me how to become a Christian.
我的邻舍也没有向我问如何成为一个基督徒。
Whoever we encounter, wherever we go, people need the gospel.
无论我们到哪里，我们所遇到的人都需要神的福音。
They need to know that resurrection is available.
他们需要知道说复活是可以得到的。
And when we share that with them, we are demonstrating and giving out grace.
当我们向这些人来传福音的时候，我们是把神的恩典传播出去。
We don't even have a testimony that she was a praying person.
我们也没有在圣经上也没有讲说这个寡妇是一个祷告的人。
Most likely, she was desperately praying for God to provide for her now that both of her men are dead.
如果她祷告的话，也许她的祷告可能是说她求神来供应她，因为她的丈夫和她的唯一的儿子都死掉了。
But that is immaterial.
但是这并不是一个物质上的事情。
Whether people are praying to God or not praying to God, asking God for stuff, not asking for stuff, we as receivers of grace dispense grace to them.
无论一个人是不是祷告，无论一个人是不是向神求，但是我们作为神恩典的接受者，我们有责任去把神的恩典去向我们周边的人传出去。
Let me give you one example of something that happened to me.
让我来给你们举一个例子，是发生在我自己身上的事情。
I was at a bank and a man was stuck in the snow.
我从一个银行出来，我看到一个人的车陷在一个雪里了。
So I told him that I would help him and grab the piece of rope.And put it on my car, tied it up on his car, and pulled him out.
所以呢，我就从我的车后面拿出一根绳子，把我的车和他的车连在一起。我试图在前面开，把他的车拉出来。
It took about 5-10 minutes.
花了5到10分钟。
Afterwards, the man started crying.
在那之后，那个人就开始哭。
He was so grateful, and he told me that he was about to commit suicide.
他是如此的感谢我，因为他说他已经要到一个自杀的边缘了。
All I did was help somebody out of the snow.
但是我所做的其实只是帮助他把车从雪里面拉出来。
I didn't know I was saving somebody else's life.
我并不知道我是拯救了某一个人的生命。
But let that be the work of God. We just dispense grace.
但是拯救人生命的是神，我们所需要做的是把神的恩典。给我们身边的人。
He wasn't a Christian, he was a Muslim.
他不是一个基督徒，他是一个穆斯林。
And my hope and prayer was that the Lord would continue to work in his life and show him who Jesus was.
我的祷告是说，求神真的是在他的生命里能够让他知道神到底是谁。
When we have good news given to us, it is automatic that we share that.
当我们生命中有好的信息给我们的时候，我们应该自发的来把这个好消息传扬出去。
I've never experienced or heard of a woman getting an engagement ring and walking around like this.
我从来没有经历，也没有看到过说，当一个女孩子她得到了一个订婚戒指，那么她在人前一直是用手盖住她的这个订婚戒指。
She doesn't hide it.
她不会把它藏起来。
She wants everybody to know.
她希望身边的人都知道。
My wife said she used to do this.
我的太太跟我讲，她那个时候她经常用这个方法来向别人展示她的订婚戒指。
At the hospital, she's constantly scratching her head with her left hand.
她经常用她的左手戴着这个订婚戒指的手来梳理她的头发，这样别人就能看到她手上戴的这个订婚戒指。
We have the greatest news of all, the resurrection.
我们有复活的这个好消息，是所有一切好消息中最大的一个好消息。
And we can't keep it to ourselves.
我们不能够把它扣留。
The resurrection changes everything.
复活改变了一切。
Our deepest sorrows, because we lost our loved one who were believers, is going to be resurrected.
当我们所爱的人，如果他是一个信徒，那么当他的肉身死了以后，我们知道他会复活。
If that is our lives, it is worth hearing.
如果这是我们的生活，那么这是我们的生命，那么这个好消息是值得被我们传扬的。
It is worth telling.
也是值得我们去宣扬的。
So that we can light up somebody else's life like Jesus lit up this widow's life.
所以我们可以让其他的人生命中有光，正如耶稣对这个寡妇所做的。
Father, help us to be the declarer of your praise.
天父真的是让我们成为能够赞扬你的这个出口。
That all the world may know.
让世界都知道。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are blessed beyond comprehension.
主啊，亲爱的天父，我们真的是你对我们的祝福大大超过我们所求所想。
Not even death can separate us from your love.
即使是死亡也不能够来隔绝你和我们之间的爱。
That is a reality that we live with daily.
这也是我们每一天生活的实际。
Give us strength for our responsibility to declare that everywhere.
给我们力量，让我们能够去在四处来宣扬你的大能。
May Jesus' reputation be known all over the world.
愿耶稣的名传遍世界。
And may our desire to serve and follow you increase magnificently.
也愿我们服侍你的能力大大的增加。
And let our hearts be drawn to you because you are compassionate, you are rich in mercy, and you are generous.
让我们的心被你所吸引，因为你是有怜悯的，你是有恩典的，你也是丰富供应的神。
May your glory be increased in our lives.
愿你的荣耀在我们的生命中被彰显。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.